Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about what is anti-Semitism. Well, let's go. Greetings, Hebrews and Shebrews. I'm making this video because on YouTube I got my second strike. Yes, not one, but two. Yes, do you know why? Because this guy doesn't like me talking shit about Jews. Was I talking bad about Jews? No, I was actually talking about Hitler. But you know, these guys don't like Hitler for some weird funny reason, right? But it is what it is. Oh yes, friends, they think because you point things out that you're being anti-Semitic. No, I just use my pattern recognition software and this shit comes out. It's not my fault, but it is what it is. But hell, even niggers notice that Jews are fucked up. Yes, look at the king of the niggers, Malcolm X. Or is Martin Luther King the king of the niggers? I don't know. Doesn't matter, I guess. But this dude was saying stuff about Jews. Well, let's watch the clip.
Anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semitic.
You've many of the things that I've read about you, and you've made it mentioned a couple of times about the Jews and everything, and I'm wondering if you are personally anti-Semitic.
No.
You know what? It's safe to say that I hate fucking Jews. Yes, they destabilize society and the world at large. If you don't think I don't hate these fucking cocksucking pieces of shit, you got something else coming to you. Just saying.
How can I be anti-Semitic when the Arabs are Semitic? Half the Muslim world is Semitic.
Okay, according to the Brave browser, it says, yes, Arabs are considered Semites in the context of linguistics and historical clarification. Yes, it says, the term Semitic originally referred to a family of languages that includes Arabic, Hebrew, Aramaic, and others, and people who speak these languages are classified as Semitic-speaking peoples. Yes, friends, so according to Malcolm in the Middle, these guys are actually Semites. Yeah, because they speak Arabic, so there you go. Yeah, well, didn't the Bible say that Jews and Arabics, you know, Arabians, whatever the fuck, they're one and the same people? Yeah, because of Abraham or whatnot? Yeah, didn't Abraham, like, fuck one of those slave chicks or something, and that's how Arabs came out? Something like that? I don't know, I haven't read the Bible in like forever, so I really don't give a shit. But let's continue.
Anti-Semitic, I'd be anti-Arab and anti-everything else. No, I think this, that in this country, there's one mistake that the Jews make. They put themselves in a position where whenever anybody gives an objective analysis of the role that they play, they defend themselves by accusing you of being anti-Semitic.
Yeah, friends, perfect example is Gaza. They're killing all those people there, starving them, murdering them, seeing their children being blown up and set on fire. Yeah, but you point this out, and they start calling you anti-Semitic, saying that you're fucking against Jews. But no, you're not.
And a Negro is not anti-Semitic when he says that the man who's exploiting him in his community is white, because it is a white man who owns all the stores.
Yeah, it's funny that Jews look like white people. Yeah, they do have their subtle differences. They have weird features like a big nose and stuff like that. But yeah, you point this out and you're a racist.
Now, is it an accident that these whites who own these stores are Jewish? If it's an accident, then the fact that he says the Jew on the corner is exploiting me isn't an anti-Semitic statement. It's just more descriptive of the man who's exploiting him.
Yeah, it's just your pattern recognition. You break it down to its lowest common denominator, but yet they call you a racist. Yeah, and this guy is a fucking black dude. Yeah, don't get me wrong, fucking Malcolm X is a fucking black supremacist and he's a piece of shit for that, but not for the Jew hating. But yes, friends, if you pointed out that the Jews are doing all this stupid shit, they'll think that you're a piece of shit and they start getting you. Yeah, like how I got a second strike on YouTube. Yeah, fuck those motherfuckers. They think that I want to keep my mouth shut? No, I just gotta switch it around. And no, I'm not gonna put this shit on Rumble because Rumble's not as bad as fucking YouTube, but they're pretty fucking Jewy. Just saying. But remember, friends, sometimes you sit alone when you have to stand there with the truth. But sooner or later, you're gonna start getting friends. And then there is strength in numbers, and this shit's gonna blow up. Fuck yeah. Yes, friends, it's gonna be hilarious where the Jews have no other place to go. Where the fuck are they gonna go? Are they gonna go to Mars? Yeah, are they gonna become space Jews? Yes, because you have no other place to go. And then guess what, friends? Then you're gonna get fucked. Yes, these people, days are numbered, so enjoy, right, friends? Well, goodbye.
Sidewalk.